By far, the most environmentally concerning element of offshore wind energy is the construction phase, the pile driving.
That's a relatively short-term component. You get into the issues of potential disturbance of the physical bottom habitat, but once you get outside of that construction period, I think other than having, you know, additional obstacles in the water for whales or other fish to swim around, the impact would probably be minimal compared to all of the other things that are happening.
That's Aaron Rice. He's the science director at Cornell University's Bioacoustics Research Program. Rice recently led a study commissioned by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM.
The purpose of the study was in starting to scope out areas along the U.S. Atlantic coast for possible offshore wind farm development. They realized that there was going to be a possible overlap with right whale migration locations. But in many of the areas where these wind farms were being proposed, there was scant or no data about some of the species in question.
Three blocks are slated for wind turbines off the North Carolina coast. The northernmost area is about 24 miles offshore Kitty Hawk. There are two blocks in the Cape Fear region, Wilmington West and Wilmington East, both nearest to Brunswick County. Will Waskus is an oceanographer and project coordinator with BOEM's renewable energy activities offshore North Carolina.
The Wilmington West wind energy area is roughly 10 miles from the coastline at its closest point, and the Wilmington East area is about 15 nautical miles at its closest point, and that is from Baldhead Island.
The next step, says Waskus, is to publish the proposed sale notice. BOEM officials announced this phase at the last North Carolina Renewable Energy Task Force meeting in October.
We also received at that meeting some concerns from the state and the local counties regarding visual impacts.
Most of the comments came from municipalities within Brunswick County, says Waskus, the ones closest to the wind energy areas.
So we're currently taking the feedback we got from that task force meeting, and we'll be developing a proposed sale notice. That proposed sale notice will eventually be published in the Federal Register, and it'll have a 60-day comment period associated with it.
How do you address issues like visibility? I mean, you're not going to change the scope of the areas that you're looking at, are you? Would you move it farther offshore?
That still, we can change the areas that we offer for lease all the way up into the time that we actually lease.
Before that October meeting, BOEM had released its final environmental assessment with a finding of no significant impact. An environmental impact statement, a broader and more developed version of the EA, will come later. Cornell researcher Aaron Rice says that, in broad strokes, the key to the least amount of disturbance to marine life will be in finding a window when right whales are not around.
What we saw and our study showed was off the coast of Georgia, we actually get right whales hanging out year-round, which was completely unexpected. And then a little bit farther north in the North Carolina region, you know, we have low levels of presence. But the fact that we even get some degree of occurrence of right whales in June and July, and then again in September, in Onslow Bay was extremely unexpected.
There's a long list of other species of concern, including other kinds of whales. But right whales get the most attention, says Cornell's Aaron Rice, because their population is still recovering, continuing to grow, but not yet stable. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.